Oil and gas. It's made so many Texans rich. But when you look closely at exactly who's making the money and how, you can find some people who feel cheated. One of them is Dallas resident Ralph Ross.
Basically, they had misrepresented what was to be paid for.
Ross says his family was cheated out of tens of thousands of dollars by Shell Oil. Ross's family owned property in South Central Texas, which they leased to Shell years ago so the company could extract natural gas from under it. In what is a common way of doing such business, Shell agreed to pay the Rosses a cut of the money it got when it sold the natural gas. That cut is called a royalty. Mark Perlmutter was the Rosses' lawyer. He says Shell underpaid the Rosses by selling the gas for more than the price they used to calculate the royalty paid to the Rosses.
There's not any question that there was a breach of contract.
So Ralph Ross sued Shell in court in Austin. He recounts what happened next.
Of course, they immediately moved to transfer venue down to Houston, which obviously is a big oil town, thought that they had a much better shot down there.
But Shell didn't. A Houston jury decided in Ralph Ross's favor, saying that Shell owed the Rosses $73,000 in royalties plus legal fees. Shell had maintained the discrepancies were not fraudulent, but rather from accounting errors or computer glitches. The company eventually appealed, but lost again. Shell then took the case to the Texas Supreme Court, and it was there Ralph Ross lost. A critical issue was that Ross filed his suit too late to meet a 4-year statute of limitations. The lower courts had said the statute didn't apply, but the Supreme Court said it did, and it was Ross's own fault for not discovering sooner that Shell was underpaying him. But Ross says there was no way he could have known.
So without actually seeing their internal records, which they obviously have no obligation to show me without a lawsuit over it, would I have been able to reasonably discover what was going on?
How he did find out, curiously enough, was by being tipped off by the state of Texas. It also owned land in the same gas field and had noticed it was getting paid a higher rate than the Rosses.
If they don't pay the royalty, that's stealing.
Jerry Patterson is the Texas Land Commissioner. His office is a watchdog over how royalties are paid, but only for oil and gas extracted from land owned by the state, as opposed to land owned privately by people like the Rosses.
See, there's a couple of advantages the state has. I mean, I have a full-time staff, and the statute of limitations does not run against the state. So we find something 10 years later, we can go after them.
And go after them they do. Patterson says they're negotiating right now with two big oil companies, he wouldn't name them, to settle alleged underpayments of some $100 million. The oil and gas industry says while that may sound like a lot of money, in the big picture, it isn't. Keith Strama is a lawyer with the Texas Oil and Gas Association.
The amount of production going on in the state of Texas is extraordinary, and billions of royalty dollars have been paid to Texas royalty owners. In the scheme of things, I would say there's actually remarkably little litigation regarding what's a fairly complicated accounting procedure to pay those royalties.
Strama points out the state legislature has tried to make royalty reporting more transparent, and Land Commissioner Patterson said he believes overall oil and gas companies are paying what they owe, at least to the state. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.